Celebrate National Coffee Day every day with rich, hearty Starbucks Fall Blend coffee and creamy, flavorful Starbucks creamer inspired by caramel macchiato. When you only have a moment, pause for a cup that's filled with fall tastes. Available at Walmart.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Extra Base Hit. This is the show that gets you caught up on the current happenings in Major League Baseball. Coming up on the program, we'll give you a recap of the American League and National League Divisional Series, as well as the AL and NL, ALCS and the NLCS as well. Plus, we'll preview the 2021 World Series between the Houston Astros and Atlanta Braves. That's coming up on this edition of the show. All right, I got to get to my top three storylines. I'm going to start off with the American League and the National League Division Series. First off, the American League Division Series, we had two matchups between the Tampa Bay Rays, which were the AL East champions, going up against the Boston Red Sox, which were the winners of the wild card game, beating the New York Yankees. And then the other series, you had the Houston Astros being the champions of the AL West, going up against the Chicago White Sox of the AL Central. First matchup was between the Rays and the Red Sox. I mean, the Red Sox showed great offense in this one. It was great hitting from start to finish. They did lose game one, but the Red Sox would bounce back to take the next three to win the series. When you got offense from the likes of Kike Hernandez, Xander Bogaerts, Alex Verdugo, J.D. Martinez, Rafael Devers, they were just sensational throughout this series. Also, Hunter Renfro made a difference as well. Christian Vasquez was solid as well. The pitching rotation was not too bad in this series, as the Red Sox would go on to beat the Rays and advance to the American League Championship Series. And then the next matchup, we had the Houston Astros going up against the Chicago White Sox. This was all Astros in this series. Let's just be real about it. Just like Boston beat Tampa Bay to win the series 3-1, Houston would beat the White Sox to win their series 3-1. And again, as I mentioned earlier, it was all Astros. Both offense and defense played their part. And when you talk about the Astros doing their thing, the likes of Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Yordan Alvarez, Carlos Correa, I mean, offensively, they was just swinging the bats in this game. Kyle Tucker had a solid series as well against the White Sox, and the rotation was outstanding for the Astros. So the Astros, they cruised just like Boston. They were able to cruise to their series in the American League Divisional Series. So that would set up the stage for the American League Championship Series between the Boston Red Sox and the Houston Astros. We'll get to that series in just one moment. I want to move along now to the National League Division Series, where we had the San Francisco Giants going up against the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Giants were the National League West champions, going up against the wild card game winner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And in the other series, we had the Milwaukee Brewers, who were the champions of the National League Central, going up against the Atlanta Braves of the National League East champions. The Giants and the Dodgers, what a series this was. It went the distance. It went all five games in this one, and the Dodgers would pull off an upset, and beating the defending champions would beat the team that had the best record in Major League Baseball during the regular season. That's the San Francisco Giants. There was so much expectations behind the Giants this year, and they just couldn't get it done. They lost to the 2020 champions in a five-game series. And again, San Francisco had their offense. San Francisco's offense was there for them for the early part of the series, but the Dodgers pitching rotation came through in the latter part of the series, and again, the bats were swinging for the Dodgers, like to Mookie Betts, Will Smith. Those guys were really productive in this series, providing the bright spots for the Dodgers. So the Dodgers take the Giants to a full five-game series, and the Dodgers would move on to the National League Championship Series. Meanwhile, for the Milwaukee and Atlanta series, it was all Braves. Pitching rotation, offense, they did it, and then some. Now, these games were close, but in the end, Atlanta found a way to make things happen, and the Braves were able to win the series to beat Milwaukee 3-1. Now, my next storyline is going to be the American League Championship Series between the Houston Astros and the Boston Red Sox. Now, Game one was an exciting series with the Astros winning 5-4. The Red Sox would come back as offense played a big role in game two with the Red Sox winning 9-5. The series shifts to Boston at Fenway Park for game three. The Red Sox handled their business, beating the Astros 12-3. The next two games, games four and five, in Boston, it was all Astros. The Astros dominated in the pitching rotation, and they dominated on the offense. The bats were swinging in one of the toughest places to play in Major League Baseball. So Houston has a 3-2 lead, and they come back to beat, and they have a 3-2 lead as the series shifts back to Houston for Game 6, and the Astros would shut out the Red Sox 5-0. I tell you one thing, the Red Sox, the Houston's, give a lot of credit to the Red Sox, because in the 2020 COVID season, it was rough. It was a rough season for them, but 2021 was so much better. It took a lot of people by surprise, and, you know, 2022 looks to be a very promising year for the Boston Red Sox. But the winners of the American League Championship Series was the Houston Astros, and your Don Alvarez. I'll tell you what, man, your Don had a fantastic series. He's had a fantastic postseason run thus far, and your Don got it done and became a big in Game 6 in winning the American League pennant, helping the Astros win the American League pennant over the Boston Red Sox. Here's some audio from Yordan in action.
How about the game Alvarez had in Game 5? I would imagine you watch him from up here and you say he's almost impossible to get off balance.
Yeah, look, no one's going to be David Ortiz ever again. But this guy, for me, is in the mode of a David Ortiz. What I mean by that is he can take you to all parts of the field, never seems like he's off balance, and this guy has been a stud when he's been healthy.
In the air to right center field, back at the track. It is the wall. In to score is Bregman, and the Astros strike first in Game 6.
I'm telling you, Kiki almost got to this ball. This ball was absolutely smoked. Hanging breaking ball in the middle of the plate, and he hits it to the farthest part of the park, and I thought Kiki had it.
Yeah, he has a shot at it right here.
And he just missed it.
He missed it.
Wow. I mean, he got to that ball, and that ball handcuffed him somehow.
Right off the heel of the glove, and Alvarez has put Houston on top. Base hit the other way. Red hot is Alvarez. Digging for third, Bregman, second and third. Nobody out.
And see, I said the hard part is repeating it. You watch where the sign and the location's going to be, but because he's so good out over the plate, there's nothing he fears. And he was trying to get that ball up and in, and he threw it up and away. And he's got such a simple swing, foot down, and he's not doing much. He's letting the power of the pitcher do the work for him. He would not have been able to get to the ball up and in, but the first real big mistake for Eovaldi, and location was the mistake, not the pitch.
Back down the right field line, another hit into the corner. Alvarez digs for two. He's sinking. He's going. Lead off triple.
All right, that audio was courtesy of FS1 with Joe Buck and John Smoltz on the call. And, man, what a postseason that Houston Astros player Yordan Alvarez has had. And he came through big in Game 6 as the Astros would win the 2021 American League Championship Series. They would win Game 6 5-0. Over the Boston Red Sox. And I got to tell you, the final out is always important. Here's how it was called, courtesy of FS1.
After five games, I don't know if we got it. It's been an incredible series of swings, and Houston's on the upswing of the last three games.
Here comes the 0-1. Fly ball in the left. That should do it. Astros win the pennant.
All right, that audio was courtesy of FS1. That was Joe Buck and John Smoltz on the call, and it was official, Houston making the final out to advance to the World Series. And after the game, Houston Astros manager Dusty Baker gives an interview about, he said, just being one of the guys as the serving as the manager of the Houston Astros.
And guess what? We got a manager who's one of the greatest to ever do it joining us right off the bat, is Dusty Baker. And I asked Dusty enough questions over there so you guys can talk to Dusty now. Dusty, congrats, man.
I got to tell you, man, I'm sitting down right here with the real OG, man. I love this guy right here. Let me tell you something, man. You came to this organization in the middle of a storm. You have to put up with a lot of things. And the feedback that I get from those players is that they will leave the skin out there for you. How do you feel about that, man?
Well, hey, I love them. You know, love mutual. And, you know, you got to love each other because, hey, that's the only way we got this far. And it's the only way that we came together. You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about. I mean, you got to love each other, man. You know, and, like, you guys all been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like a special feeling that you can't describe, and they'll never take it away from you.
Hey, Dusty, first of all, we could not be more proud of you. You're one of our heroes, the three of us, and Kevin, too. You're 72, that great piece with Ken Rosenthal. But I don't think there's a man on the planet that could have come into this situation and done it better than you. What do you think was the key for you to bond with this team the way you did and bring them back to the World Series?
Well, you know, last year I felt like a substitute teacher, really. I was an outsider, but, you know, this year, you know, they made me feel like I was one of them, and they were definitely always one of me. And that's what it's all about. Everybody talks teamwork and talk about a team, but it's a feeling that you get for each other. You know, you pull for each other, you go through, you cry, you know, with each other. And see, this is something that you cannot take away. You can't describe it, and it'll never happen in another industry to me other than sports. Because you don't get this in the business world, you don't get this outside. To me, you only get it in church or on the field.
That's right.
You know, I want to ask you something. I saw you a few years ago.
All right, that audio was courtesy of FS1, and that was Kevin Burkhardt and David Ortiz and Alex Rodriguez asking Houston Astros manager Dusty Baker about the season that he's had so far with the Houston Astros and this amazing run that they've had. And considering all things with the cheating scandal, with the bases and the signal calling and whatnot, definitely Dusty Baker's definitely done a great job with the Houston Astros. And again, the Astros advance to the World Series, winning the 2021 American League Championship Series, beating the Boston Red Sox in Game 6, 5-0. Let's move along now to the National League Championship Series between the Atlanta Braves and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Again, this was a fantastic series from start to finish. Of course, the Braves would win Game 1, 3-2. They would also win Game 2, 5-4. The Dodgers would come back in Game 3 in L.A. and would win 6-5. Game 4 at Dodger Stadium, the Braves would win in a lopsided fashion, 9-2. And then in Game 5 at Dodger Stadium, between the Dodgers and the Braves, the Dodgers would win in lopsided fashion, 11-2. So that set the stage for Game 6 back in Atlanta at Truist Park. Dodgers and Braves, I mean, Game 6 must win for Atlanta. Atlanta ready to close it out so they could get to the World Series and things of that nature. And, man, you first of all, Eddie Rosario, if Houston – oh, by the way, the American League Championship Series MVP belonged to Yordan Alvarez from the Houston Astros, and the National League Championship Series MVP belonged to Eddie Rosario. Eddie has had a fantastic postseason, and he shined so bright in this series. And here's one of the highlights. Matter of fact, the Braves were down in this game in the fourth inning, and here was the three-run home run that Eddie Rosario had hit to give the Braves the lead and the eventual win in Game 6 over the Dodgers.
Do it again. Another 1-2 coming from Buehler. Rosario, deep to right. It is gone! A three-run blast! Eddie Rosario keeps his dream postseason alive.
Thank you.
right. That audio was courtesy of TBS, and that was Brian Anderson on the call of Game 6 of the 2021 National League Championship Series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Atlanta Braves. Again, the Braves would win Game 6 4-2. And Eddie Rosario, that three-run home run, made the difference in helping the Braves go on to beat the Dodgers in this series. And Eddie had a fantastic series. We'll get to him in just one moment, but here's the Braves getting the final out to advance to the World Series.
Here's the 1-0. And on the ground, Swanson, he's got it to his feet, throw to first. There it is! The Atlanta Braves are going to the World Series!
Right, that audio was courtesy of TBS, and again, Brian Anderson on the call. So again, the Braves get the final out to win Game 6 to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers to become the National League champions, head into the World Series to play the Houston Astros. And I mentioned his name earlier. Eddie Rosario gives a post-game interview after the Game 6 victory.
You are the fifth player in Major League history to have at least 14 hits in a postseason. You've been a beast at the plate. What does this mean for you? You're going to the World Series.
Me siento, no tengo palabras de emoción que tengo, de verdad. Estoy dando el todo, por el equipo, para llegar a la World Series. De verdad que me siento demasiado orgulloso de mí.
I'm at a loss for words, to be honest. I mean, I gave everything I had for the team, for the World Series. I just left it all out there. And I'm extremely proud of myself and the team for getting to the World Series.
Your first World Series, you're a huge reason why this team is going. What are you feeling right now?
La verdad que agradecido con la organización, con todo, con mis compañeros. De verdad que esto es un sueño. Siempre lo he soñado y estoy aquí. De verdad que gracias a Dios me lo voy a gozar.
Just grateful to the organization, my teammates. This has always been a lifelong dream of mine. And I just thank God and I'm going to enjoy this moment.
You guys take down the 106-win Dodgers. You did it as a team. You get the monkey off the back of the organization. What does that mean to you?
De verdad que yo sé que es un equipo grande. De verdad que no iba a ser fácil. Pero yo confiaba en mí y en que se puede. De verdad que ellos son un gran equipo. Fueron los campeones el año pasado. Pero de verdad que se puede con trabajo fuerte.
I mean, they're an amazing team. And we knew it was going to be hard. But we believed in ourselves, and I believed in myself. And with hard work, we knew it could be done. We believed in ourselves. And like I said, with hard work, we knew it could be done. We did it. And they were world champions last year. We weren't afraid. We got it done.
The entire pitching staff did a great job, but Tyler Matzek came in such a big situation. What has he meant to this team?
Oh, ese es el hombre que nos tiene aquí. De verdad que el trabajo que él hizo es increíble. Se sacó de verdad. De verdad que hizo un esfuerzo en los grandes momentos, metió mano y fue el hombre clave del bullpen.
He's the reason we're here. I mean, he just came up in all those clutch moments, and like, there's just no describing. Every time we needed him, he came up for us, and he was the key for us out of the bullpen.
All right, congrats. Go celebrate with your team, and thank you, Franco.
Thank you.
What an incredible performance from Eddie Rosario. 14-25. 560 batting average, 3 home runs and a 3-run shot.
That's hard to do in high school.
Right?
I mean, golly.
And he's doing it against a filthy staff of Dodgers pitchers. And he is a huge reason why the Braves are going to the World Series.
Well, Greg, you said it. I mean, he did it against one of the best.
All right, that audio was courtesy of Major League Baseball Network and Eddie Rosario with the help of his interpreter answering the questions, and he was excited. And, man, what a postseason. What a playoff run he's had so far. And, in Game 6, he continued to step up for the Braves as, again, the Atlanta Braves would go on to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 6. The final score would be 4-2. And just like Yordan Alvarez was the MVP for the American League Championship Series for the Houston Astros, Eddie Rosario would win the National League Championship Series MVP. So my next storyline is going to be, we're here, the 2021 World Series between the Astros and the Braves. Man, the Astros, this is their third World Series appearance in 5 years. This is going to be the Braves' first appearance since 1999. So a lot has happened with these organizations. The Astros are in their prime right now with great hitting, great pitching. Meanwhile, the Braves are on a renaissance with some great young players and some veterans, and I'll get more deep into that in the next segment. But Astros and Braves, we've got a World Series that's going to be great. Both teams have provided great drama during these playoffs, and it's only going to get better. I mean, this is what the Fall Classic is all about. This is what October is all about. When the weather gets a little cooler and you've got baseball in the air and a great World Series, which I know this is going to be between the Astros and the Braves. So this is going to be great. Can't wait for that. All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I'll have a preview of the 2021 World Series between the American League champion Houston Astros and the National League champion Atlanta Braves. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stand under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up. Download the DraftKings app and use code TUNEIN. That's code TUNEIN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
To protect your fleet and your reputation, there's the Michelin Agilis Cross Climate Tire, Michelin's most durable, heavy-duty, commercial light truck tire ever. Visit business.michelinman.com/professional services to outfit your fleet.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stand under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up. Download the DraftKings app and use code TUNEIN. That's code TUNEIN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
For 40 years, Michael Myers has haunted this town. He is the essence of evil, and evil dies tonight.
Halloween Kills, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock now.
For 40 years, Michael Myers has haunted this town. He is the essence of evil, and evil dies tonight.
Halloween Kills, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock now.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stand under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up. Download the DraftKings app and use code TUNEIN. That's code TUNEIN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
If you haven't played Best Fiends, you're seriously missing out. Best Fiends isn't like other Match 3 mobile-style puzzle games. It's an action-packed adventure and a brain-boosting puzzle game all rolled into one. You play through an actual storyline, watching your fiends become more powerful the more levels you beat. So if you're tired of crushing the same old candy, give Best Fiends a try. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
For 40 years, Michael Myers has haunted this town. He is the essence of evil, and evil dies tonight.
Halloween Kills, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock now.
For 40 years, Michael Myers has haunted this town. He is the essence of evil, and evil dies tonight.
Halloween Kills, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock now.
Estuvo en un accidente y no sabe qué hacer. Nunca abandone el accidente. Llame al 911 de inmediato. La policía investigará y hará un reporte. De su nombre como aparece en su licencia. No hable con nadie de la compañía de seguros del otro conductor. Hable con un abogado con experiencia. Llame a Gordon McKernan Abogados de Accidentes al 225-888-8888 para una consulta gratuita. Al 225-888-8888. Somos tu voz. Portavoz pagado.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stand under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up. Download the DraftKings app and use code TUNEIN. That's code TUNEIN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit only at DraftKings.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Safeway for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Safeway for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Safeway Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Safeway.com/4U for program details.
For 40 years, Michael Myers has haunted this town. He is the essence of evil, and evil dies tonight.
Halloween Kills, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock now.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Star Market for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Star Market for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Star Market Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit starmarket.com/4U for program details.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
¿Estuvo en un accidente y no sabe qué hacer? Nunca abandone el accidente. Llame al 911 de inmediato. La policía investigará y hará un reporte. De su nombre como aparece en su licencia. No hable con nadie de la compañía de seguros del otro conductor. Hable con un abogado con experiencia. Llame a Gordon McKernan Abogados de Accidentes al 225-888-8888 para una consulta gratuita. Al 225-888-8888. Somos tu voz. Portavoz pagado.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, standard the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up. Download the DraftKings app and use code TUNEIN. That's code TUNEIN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit only at DraftKings.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
Get it. Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Is she gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it.
Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill fund, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.
How about the game Alvarez had in game five? I would imagine you watch him from up here and you say he's almost impossible to get off balance.
Yeah, look, no one's going to be David Ortiz ever again, but this guy for me is in the mode of a David Ortiz. What I mean by that is he can take you to all parts of the field, never seems like he's off balance, and this guy has been a stud when he's been healthy.
In the air to right center field, back at the track, it is the wall. In to score is Bregman, and the Astros strike first in game six. I'm telling you, Kiki almost got to this ball. This ball was absolutely smoked. Hanging breaking ball in the middle of the plate, and he hits it to the farthest part of the park, and I thought Kiki had it.
Yeah, he has a shot at it right here.
And he just missed it.
He missed it.
Wow. I mean, he got to that ball, and that ball handcuffed him somehow. Right off the heel of the glove, and Alvarez has put Houston on top. After five games, I don't know if we got it. It's been an incredible series of swings, and Houston's on the upswing of the last three games. Here comes the 0-1. Fly ball into left. That should do it. Astros win the pennant.
Do it again. Another 1-2 coming from Buehler.
Rosario, deep to right. It is gone. A three-run blast! Eddie Rosario keeps his dream postseason alive!
Here's a 1-0. And on the ground, Swanson, he's got it to his feet. Throw to first. There it is! The Atlanta Braves are going to the World Series!
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Again, that was audio courtesy of Major League Baseball, also TBS and FS1 with the Houston Astros in action and also the Atlanta Braves in action with the Astros winning the American League Championship Series and the Braves winning the National League Championship Series. And that sets the stage now for the 2021 World Series between the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves. First, for the Astros, again, I'm looking at this currently. This roster is phenomenal. There's some heavy hitters on this team with the Astros. Again, this is their third World Series in 5 years. And, you know, let's start off, I mean, with the Astros roster, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa, Yuli Gurriel, also Michael Bradley, Kyle Tucker. I mean, these guys have been phenomenal. And we can't forget about Yordan Alvarez. What a postseason that he has had. And as far as the catcher is concerned, Martin Maldonado has been a great defensive presence for the Astros. And his pitching rotation has been great with Framber Valdez. He's been effective. Luis Garcia has had a great postseason run as well. Yimi Garcia, Ryan Presley, Ryan Stenick. These guys have been great. So, and, of course, their manager is Dusty Baker. Dusty wins his gets his first American League pennant, and Dusty became the ninth manager in Major League Baseball history to win a pennant in both the American and National Leagues. And he won his first one in 2002. So we've got the Astros set, and I'll tell you what, man, these are some heavy hitters and some great pitchers on this rotation for this World Series matchup. And as for the Braves, we've got, again, Ozzie Albies. What a season he's had. Ozzie Albies has made the All-Star team. Freddie Freeman has been great in this postseason. Austin Riley, he's had some big runs. Dansby Swanson, Adam Duvall's been good. Can't forget about Jock Peterson and Jorge Soler. They've been great as well. And Eddie Rosario, the MVP of the National League Championship Series, Eddie has had a postseason for the ages. And as far as the pitching is concerned, Max Fried, Charlie Morton, Drew Smiley, Tyler Matzik, and of course Will Smith as the closer for the Braves. And I tell you what, this series can go either way. It could go either way between the Astros and the Braves. Again, the Braves, this is their first World Series appearance since 1999. And as for the Houston Astros, this is their third World Series appearance in 5 years. And so this is, you know, the last time the Astros won the World Series was 2017. So it's been 4 years since their last World Series victory. And as for the managers, again, Dusty Baker, we know his track record was a manager with the San Francisco Giants, Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, Washington Nationals, and also the Houston Astros, currently with the Houston Astros. He has won one World Series, and that was as a player with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And so, you know, Dusty's looking for his first World Series as a manager. So he's got a lot. He's been through it. He's been through the fire as a player and now currently as a manager. He's a three-time National League Manager of the Year with the San Francisco Giants, with the it was all three with the San Francisco Giants in 1993, 1997, and 2000. Meanwhile, for Brian Snitker, this is his fifth year as the manager of the Atlanta Braves. He's been the manager of the Braves since 2016. He won the National League Manager of the Year in 2018. So Dusty and Brian both have extensive track records, and these gentlemen are looking to get their first World Series victory as a manager. And definitely there's a lot riding on this. Both teams have had great seasons. The pressure is on. The pressure is always on if you're playing in the Fall Classic. and you know, in late October, going into early November, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's made of. Memories are made in late October and early November, and certainly Astros and Braves, I expect this game to be a lot of great memories to be made. I expect that sincerely and wholeheartedly, not just from the pitching rotation, but even with a lot of hits. Eddie Rosario, Yordan Alvarez, Ozzie Albies, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Freddie Freeman, Austin Riley. I mean, the list goes, I mean, it just goes on and on, man. It just goes on and on. So the history of the Atlanta Braves, the Braves have currently, in their history, have won 3 World Series championships. The last time that they won the World Series was 1995, beating the Cleveland Indians. And the Houston Astros, of course, the Astros would win their last World Series, as I mentioned earlier. They would win in 2017 as they took down the Los Angeles Dodgers. And, man, these two teams have a lot of pride, and these two teams have so much history. It's a lot of history between these two squads, a lot of history when you're talking about their managers and just the players that have played for these franchises have been phenomenal. And what's interesting is that we have a Southern series. We have a series between two Southern teams, which is very interesting, and certainly the Astros they've been popular for so long. I mean, Houston first entered Major League Baseball, got a Major League Baseball franchise in 1962. From 1962 to 1964, they were the Houston Colt 45s, and from 1965 to the current, they have been known as the Houston Astros. As for the Atlanta Braves, they've had so many changes in their franchise. They were known as the Boston Red Stockings from 1871 to 1875. Then they became the Boston Red Caps from 1876 to 1882. They became the Boston Bean Eaters from 1883 to 1906. They were known as the Boston Doves from 1907 to 1910. They were the Boston Rustlers for the 1911 season. Then they became the Boston Braves from 1912 to 1935. Then they became the Boston Bees from 1936 to 1940. And they became the Boston Braves again from 1941 to 1952. And then the franchise would move to Milwaukee to become the Milwaukee Braves. Of course, Hank Aaron played for the Braves organization during its time in Milwaukee. And the Braves were in Milwaukee from 1953 to 1965. And then currently, from 1966 to the present, the Braves have played in Atlanta. So the Astros, they've been the Houston Astros since 65, and the Braves have been in Atlanta since 66. So, again, two storied franchises, two franchises that have a lot of pride, and certainly this is going to be the makings of a fantastic series, Astros and Braves. And, of course, people are now waiting for the pick. And here's my pick for the 2021 World Series. I like the Atlanta Braves to win in 7 games. I like Atlanta. I just like the heroics that they had. I think Houston, they've had a great postseason run, and kudos to all of that, the great roster that they have, and kudos to Dusty Baker. But Atlanta has been, they were behind in a lot of crucial games in these playoffs, and we saw it specifically in the National League Championship Series against the Dodgers, the likes of Eddie Rosario and Austin Riley, Jock Peterson, Jorge Soler. And, man, they've just been phenomenal. Houston has been phenomenal as well. But I like the slight edge, as I like the Atlanta Braves to become the 2021 World Series champions, beating the Houston Astros in 7 games. That's going to do it for this edition of Extra Base Hit. We thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the Fall Classic. Enjoy the 2021 World Series between the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson. So long, everyone.